Did you know you have the power to change your life? It all depends on your beliefs. If you have limiting beliefs, you limit yourself. I'm Becky Beach, and I'm here to help you overcome your limiting beliefs so you can design your dream life. This is the Becky Beach Show. Well, hey everybody, welcome back to the Becky Beach Show. I'm Becky Beach, and today I wanted to talk about MLMs. Like, I used to be a part of lots of MLMs. I was a serial MLMer, if you call it. You know, I was always doing all these MLMs all the time and making my family go crazy. They kept, you know, saying, nah, don't sell me any more stuff. You're selling me all this stuff, you know, and I kept feeling like I had to pressure them, you know, to sell all my MLM products. I've been a part of doTERRA, Pampered Chef, Pharmacy, and also Mary Kay. Like, I've sold 4 MLMs in my life. And like every time, like I started a new MLM, my family and friends would be like, don't want to buy any of it. You know, so I felt, you know, kind of bad because I just felt like that girl, like I was pressuring my family and friends to sell my MLM products, you know, I felt pressure to buy them, you know. And also I have these uplines, and an upline is someone that you join under, and the uplines pressure you to sell the MLM products. And you're called a downline. So that's how it is. It's kind of like a pyramid. So there's like people higher than you, and they make money. Every time you make money, they'll make money too. And in order to get really good, you know, make tons and tons of money at these MLMs, you have to be very high up in the pyramid, because you're getting money from everybody under you. So the more people you get under you, the more money you're going to make. You know, that could be pretty bad, because I got into lots of debt over these MLMs. Like when I joined Pampered Chef, I spent over $800. And when I joined Pharmacy, I spent over like $300, you know, just on makeup. And I never earned any of it back, you know, when it was just really difficult because nobody would buy the makeup from me. And I would just try and try, and no friends or family would buy anything. But I did get some success with Pampered Chef a little bit. Like I ended up, you know, making like $400. But I just couldn't do it anymore because I felt pressured to cold message on Facebook. So I would befriend, you know, all these strange people. So now my friends list has like 2,000 people. Because I constantly, you know, befriended people I didn't know. Then I'll send them a message like, hey, girl, and I'll copy paste the messages. I won't even use their name, because that's why you get those hey, girl messages, because they do not put their name, because that way you don't have to spend time putting everybody's name and then copy pasting. You always, you just copy paste, hey, girl. So I was that girl doing it, you know, so you could be mad at me because I was one of those people doing it, you know, but then I saw the error of my ways. I got so much rejection and so much anger directed at me. Like I ended up crying one night. Because I had sent out all these cold messages to people, you know, trying to get them to sign up for a Pampered Chef party. And I just got so upset. You know, I became very emotional. And I just broke down and cried. And I said, I just can't do this anymore. I can't, you know, keep cold messaging people I don't know. And I felt so pressured. Every time there was a meeting for like one of the MLMs I was in, like the coach, you know, that was ahead of everybody, the head upliner, she would tell everybody below her to at least get 50 people like every week to message them. You know, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't book any parties. Like I tried to book some parties, but it was just so difficult to get people to book parties. I think I ended up just booking 3 parties with Pampered Chef. You know, it was just so difficult. You know, so MLMs are not easy at all. You know, and it's also it kind of preys on women, I think, because these people above you, they're making all the money, and then you're not making hardly anything, and they're pressuring you to keep spending more money. Especially with doTERRA, I kept spending more and more money on my doTERRA oils, so now I have tons and tons of oils. You know. And I just feel so awful that I have all this stuff laying around, like all these Pampered Chef products, and like all this Pharmacy makeup and all this Mary Kay makeup laying around. I don't even use it, and I need to throw it out. You know, I just spent so much money. I just can't bear to get rid of it, because I just look at it and I see just wasted money. And it was just so hard for me to make any sales. You know, and I think of myself as a pretty good saleswoman. I even tried to use my blog, Mom Beach, to sell some of the Pampered Chef and doTERRA oils, but still nobody would buy anything. Like, I don't know what I did wrong. You know, nobody would join under me, you know, and I tried to get people to join under me. And I was also being pressured by my upline to get people joining under me too. Because if there's people under me, then she gets higher in the company. If she has people that are under her that get people under them, then she becomes higher in the pyramid, you know, so she'll get more money. So she kept pressuring me to get people under me on all the MLM companies I was working for. The upline kept pressuring me to get people under me. And I just couldn't get anybody under me. Like, I don't know what it was. Nobody wanted to be under me. You know, it wasn't my fault. You know, so I was just really stressed out, you know. Like, it was just a very stressful experience being in these MLMs. And I just don't recommend them. You know, you see a lot of it on Facebook. And, you know, on TikTok, they actually banned, you know, like promoting your MLM. But I still see a lot of people doing it. But on Facebook, I don't know if they're going to ban it or not. But right now, they have not banned, you know, promoting MLMs on Facebook. But I think they might, you know, eventually, because like I just think of it as a scam, you know, because you're not making, you can barely make any money, hardly any, you know, people make money at all. A lot of people just end up going in debt like I did. Like I got into all this debt, you know, and I got all these products that I can't sell, you know. So like I just don't recommend anybody joining MLMs, you know, if you're listening. When you join an MLM, you usually will lose money. And there's all these disclaimers that say only 1% of people are actually making any money in a lot of these MLMs. Yeah, and I just think MLMs were just so stressful for me. Like, I just wasn't very successful at it. And don't get me wrong, I did try. I tried. Because a lot of people will say, well, maybe you didn't try hard enough. But I did try. I was spending hours and hours, you know, cold messaging people on Facebook that I did not know. But still, none of them would join my party. So it's not my fault. I just couldn't get anybody to join my party. And a party is you make a Facebook event and you invite people that you don't know off your friends list. And that's why they tell you to get lots and lots of friends on your list. So I just kept befriending all these people, you know, that I don't know. And I still don't know who they are. And they're on my list still. But I just kept friending all these people. And I just can't believe that I befriended like 2,000 people. The maximum friends you can get is 5,000 people. And even to this day, I'll get, you know, people friending me out of the blue and I don't know. And then they'll send me a cold message asking me to join their MLM or they'll ask me to buy a product from their MLM or a party, you know. So I just get it all the time. I don't know if you ever get these messages yourself, but I just kept getting all these messages for people to sign up, you know, for their MLM and join their MLM party or their MLM product. And I got all these requests to parties still on my Facebook that I haven't gone through. You know, I just end up ignoring them because I've been there. Like, I do not want to get into MLMs anymore. I've already done four MLMs. I'm done. I'm done with these MLMs. I'm not gonna go into any more. I promise. You know, I promise. It's just like it's very tempting, you know, because you hear about all this money that you could make, you know, with this MLM. And all you gotta do is, you know, give like $20 to pharmacy. You know, I think for Pamperchef, it was like $100 or so. And you end up getting, you know, products for that money. And then I almost went into Scentsy. Like there was this Scentsy lady that was trying to get me to join Scentsy, you know, and Scentsy, like I really liked their products. You know, I always had them in my house, you know, they smelled really good. So I thought maybe I should join Scentsy and make some money too. Cause I was just really upset during COVID cause I thought I was going to lose my job. I was worried that I was going to lose it cause all these people were getting laid off. Like 30% of people got laid off at my company. So I thought that I was next. So I just had to do something, you know, I felt like I had to join all these MLMs in order to make any money. So that's when I joined the Pamperchef during this time. And it just wasn't what I thought it was at all, you know, and I just felt very pressured to message people I did not know. And I just didn't like it at all. It just wasn't a good experience, you know, and I just don't think that you should join one either, any MLMs. Because if you do, you just got to go in it, you know, not expecting to make all this money. Because that's what these uplines, you know, that's what they try to convince you that you're going to make all this money. But in reality, you really don't. You know, you have to actually use a lot of your money. You can go into debt, like serious debt. There's been like lots of women that got into so much debt over these MLMs, especially if the MLMs are requiring them to, you know, buy certain products every month, a certain amount of products. And if they do, they'll go into debt. Because if they imagine having to spend like $100 a month just to keep current, like that's what happens in some of these MLMs. You have to spend money in order to stay in the MLM. You know, especially in doTERRA, you got to spend money to keep in the MLM. Because I think I'm probably, you know, out of it because I haven't been buying anything. So I got to renew it and I got to spend $50 just to renew that I'm being in the MLM, you know. And also, I'm out of the Pamperchef. I haven't been selling anything for them because you have to keep selling in order to stay in the MLM. And plus the friendships, let me get about the friendships. Like you think these people are your friends, you know, they're in the MLM with you. Like I thought I had so many friends, you know, I just felt this camaraderie with people because I'm a really shy person. It's really hard for me to make friends. I'm very, very introverted. You know, I just want to curl up in a ball and just cry sometimes because I just can't make friends. It's very hard for me. So when I got involved with the MLMs, I just made all these friends and everybody was always texting me and asking how I was and asking about my family. And I felt like I had so many friends, you know, and then when I started feeling upset, you know, that I couldn't do this anymore, that I couldn't cold message people every day. And because they were telling me that I had to cold message at least 50 people every single day. So I decided, you know, I just couldn't do this, especially when I just broke down and cried. I could not message all these strange people because I was getting so much rejection. You know, all these people were angry at me for cold messaging them. They didn't want anything to do with me. I had people unfriend me. They would block me. I felt so upset. You know, I just couldn't do this. So I decided to go to my upline and say, hey, I just can't do this anymore. This is not for me. I just can't do the cold messaging anymore. And guess what? She never spoke to me again. They dropped me like a hot potato. Like they just dropped me. Like I was just some kind of hot potato and they didn't want to hold on to me anymore. So I just lost all my friends. It was awful. And I felt so alone. Like I felt tempted to join the MLM again, you know, to get back into it, just to get the friends. But I just something inside me said, no, this isn't for you. You know, this isn't a good business to be in. You know, it's very predatory. Like I just felt like I was being used, you know, by these people and they were not my friends at all. And so I just couldn't do it anymore. It just wasn't present for me. So like, luckily my business took off during COVID, you know, so I was able to make extra money even from that. And then now I make six figures with my business. So I actually have a legit small business. Cause that's what I also get with these MLMs. Like they're telling you got a small business, but you really don't. You're just a low paid sales rep. Basically you're a low paid sales rep. But if you're like an upliner and you're helping these people under you, these people under you, think of them. Like they're probably making hardly anything. You know, they're probably going into debt under you. How's that going to make you feel? How can you sleep at night? If you're like, have all these people under you in debt, like how can you sleep at night? Like I know you're making a lot of money yourself, like $20,000 a month or something like that. But there's people under you, they're barely scraping by, you know, and they're spending all their money to keep active in the MLM, you know, and you're like pressuring them to, you know, cold message people and do God knows what. You know, like message their family and friends. And a lot of these women end up isolated because their family and friends no longer want anything to do with them because they're just pressuring them to buy with their MLM so much. And it's really saturated too. Like, especially like, cause you have to convince customers, you know, to join under you. And that's your customers. So you're making your customers into your competitors, you know, so that's just not the way a company ought to be. You know, because I would never do that, you know, because I have a my own small business, but I would never try to convince my customers to sell the same stuff I do, you know, and now I would really, you know, mess my business up. Like that would be a bad business. So I just don't recommend anybody get involved in MLM. And if you have been involved in MLM, you probably know what I'm talking about. You know, you probably know where I'm coming from, you know, so I'm not crazy because there's a lot of people that feel the same way I do that do not like MLMs. And actually, I had friends, you know, when I was trying to sell them MLM products, they'll tell me that they were not interested in MLMs because they prey on women. And they told me that you barely make any money. You know, the income disclosure is only, you just say like 3% of people in the MLM will make any money or 1%, you know, so it's just very, very low threshold to make any money in these MLMs. Like, I just really don't like, recommend anybody listening to get started in MLM if you haven't already. Because any job that makes you spend money to make money, like that's outrageous. You know, it's not even a business. They say it's a small business, but it really isn't. You're just a sales rep. And the businesses are not small. Like Sensei, they have a huge headquarters. You know, they're by no means a small business. You know, pharmacy has $1 million, you know, office building. There's no way they're a small business. They're a $1 million company. They're like they grown so much. They're probably like a $1 billion makeup company by now. Yeah, but I just don't recommend anybody here getting involved. You know, it's just not the way to be. Like there's other ways to make extra money. Like I sell printables online. I sell a printables in my Shopify store and also on Etsy and Teachers Pay Teachers. It's a store. So I just sell printables and I use PLR, which stands for private label rights. And I use those to customize the printables. Then I sell them in my stores, you know, so it's super easy. The printables are already done for me, you know, so that's like a lot easier than joining an MLM and spending all this money and having to spend money to keep current. Like, it's just so much better. I'm just so lucky that I found this printables business, you know, and anybody can get started in it. It's just so easy to do. You should check out my other episodes where I talk to other people selling printables because you can make a lot of money selling them. And you should, you know, get yourself involved in an MLM just because you want to make extra money. Because I know how hard it can be. Like I used to live paycheck to paycheck. You know, I could barely make ends meet. You know, I couldn't even afford lunch. You know, I thought I was going to lose my house. I thought I was going to be homeless. You know, I just felt like I had to do something, anything, you know. So the MLM seemed like a great option for me. But I ended up losing money. You know, I end up going into debt. You know, I ended up buying all this stuff that I did not need and I still don't use. And I don't know what to do with, you know, so now I got all this extra stuff laying around that's just collecting dust because I have no use for it. You know, it's just unbelievable how these MLMs, you know, try to trick you to think that you're going to make all this money, that you're going to end up being some kind of multimillionaire you really aren't going to make hardly anything, you know, unless you get people under you. It's all building a pyramid. And there was a show called Lula Rich. And oh boy, that was a crazy show. It was on Netflix. It was about these women in LuLaRoe. I was watching that and it was just so hysterical. Like these women were just crazy. They were crazy. I couldn't believe it. Like even the owner was, she seemed like a big nut job. I couldn't believe that. And I was just watching it. I watched like all the episodes. I binged it, you know, completely. And it was just the craziest show. It was a big mess of a show. And these women, they had lost so much money. They were going into debt because they had to keep up this lifestyle, even though they were like an upliner. They had all these people under them. They're making lots of money in the company. They had to keep a lifestyle. So they ended up going into debt over their lifestyle. And this one woman lost all her money, you know, and she was just so miserable. She said she was bankrupt now. And she had lost her house and lost all her cars. Because that's what the MLMs do. Sometimes they'll offer you a car if you make a lot of money for them, you know, so you'll get a car, but it's actually a leased vehicle. You don't really own the vehicle. It's leased. So it's a leased vehicle. And as long as you keep in the MLM and keep it current, because you start from scratch every single month in these MLMs. And each month you got to build up your sales in order to keep current, you know, and keep your rank, because there's these ranks, you know, in the MLMs I were in, like a lot of them were directors, you know, and they had people under them. So it was your goal to get the most people you could under you to join under you and try to con them and scam them into joining under you and promising them all this money they're going to make. But in reality, a lot of people don't make anything from MLMs. They just end up losing money. More people end up losing money than they end up making money. So it's just I think it's a big scam. And I learned the hard way. Like I was involved in four and I just couldn't stop because I thought maybe the next one will be my chance. Maybe I'll be better than the next one. Maybe the next one will be better. And I just kept thinking that I was going to be better, you know, in the next MLM, the more MLMs I was in. At one point I was in two MLMs. I was in doTERRA and pharmacy at once, you know, and I was like doing all this spam. Like I was spamming so much on Facebook. I was spamming all my friends and family and spamming people I didn't even know, like giving them cold messages. And I would just get all these blocks. I go. A lot of people cussed me out and told me to get the fuck out of here. You know, it was awful. And I just kept getting all this rejection, all this negativity. And I just felt so bad. I just hated the toxicity and just feeling like shit, basically. I just felt so bad, you know, after I would cold message these people and I didn't know them. And I just felt horrible and fake. I had to act like I was their friend. So I was even told to do like relationship building. Like I was told to build them up first, like first act like their friend, you know, and after talking to them for like a few weeks, then ask them if they want to do a party. It was just terrible. I felt so horrible doing this. It was just the worst feeling. I don't like put this on my worst enemy, this feeling. It was just horrible. Like I felt so bad, you know, because I got a conscience. I can't go around doing something like that, like acting like I'm someone's friend, especially when it's really hard for me to make friends myself. I can't just go up to somebody and act like I'm their friend and be some kind of fake bitch for them and then like end up selling them something. Like I was encouraged to do this. Like what kind of business would do this to somebody? What kind of business would encourage people to do this? And it's just outrageous. And you see so much more of this stuff, all these tactics, these predatory tactics. And it's just no way to earn extra money at all. It really is. And it's just a really horrible way. And it just eats at your soul. And you're just in this fake environment with all these people that where you think they're your friends, but they're really not. They only care about you as long as you're making them money in the MLM. As soon as you stop making them money, they're going to turn their back on you. That's what happened to me. They turned their backs on me. They wouldn't be my friend after I stopped being in the MLM. It was just such a horrible, sad feeling. Like I just felt so miserable and stressed and depressed after I lost the MLM friends, you know, because I no longer wanted to sell for the MLMs anymore. I decided that I didn't want to. So every time I did, I'd lose friends. And there was this one person that was in the MLM that I thought was a really, really good friend. Like that would talk to her all the time. I'd go to her house, you know, it was just so I thought she was a really good best friend. But then when I stopped being able to sell and I stopped booking parties, you know, she just ignored me and didn't want to even speak to me. Like it was awful, you know, because all these fake friendships are in these MLMs. Yeah, so I just don't recommend, you know, getting into one. No, I said that before, but I really don't, you know, just because you think you might earn all these friends, you think you might earn all this money and all this status, like with the ranks, because it feels good if they tell you you're a director, you know, like that's a good feeling. But think about all the people under you that are like scraping by, you know, and getting into debt and living paycheck to paycheck. There's these people under you that you convinced to join under you and they're hardly making any money. But even they make something that you get something because you're higher than them. So whatever they make, you're going to make too. So it's just horrible. It's a horrible business model. You know, it's just the worst. And like a lot of them will say that the corporate America is kind of like a pyramid, but it really isn't. Like at a job, you know, they're not, like, when you go to a job, they're not going to try to convince you to hire people under you. And then like whatever the employee under you makes, then you're going to make more money. That's not how it works at a corporate America job. This is just a crazy business model. And it's been going on for years, you know, like since like the 70s. I think Amway was one of the first MLMs, you know, and I know that Tupperware is a prominent MLM that was around forever, you know. And Mary Kay's been around a long time. And I used to sell Mary Kay products. Like I would actually go door to door selling them. You know, I was in like college, and I would go to people's houses and try to convince them to buy makeup all the time. And I would just get the door like shut in my face. Like this one time I went up to this lady. I was at a grocery store, and I was just really horrible. Like, oh, my problem was this MLM was just eating at my soul and making me into this vicious person. So I went to this lady and asked her what kind of skin cream she used. I couldn't believe I did that. Like I felt so horrible that I did this to somebody else, and her face fell. Like I don't know what my problem was, but I kept, you know, trying to convince her to buy this MLM I had, this Mary Kay product, and she just felt so miserable. I can just see her, the look in her eyes, you know, like I just couldn't believe it. And then from then on, I kind of thought, well, I've kind of took a step back. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing to other people? Like I'm trying to get them to buy these MLM products, you know, and they don't want to, because you can get MLM products, you know, you can get anything at the store now. You can go get makeup at the store. Like there's not really a reason to have these MLM products. So that's why they're so hard to sell, because people can like get things anywhere. They can go on Amazon and buy stuff. You can even buy the same products the MLM sells on Amazon for less money. So I just felt so horrible at all the stuff that I used to do to get people to buy my MLM stuff, you know. It was just horrible. I remember like the first foray into MLMs, like this one lady was telling me that I need to lose weight because I just now had my baby, and she was trying to get me to buy Plexus, and it's this pink drink. And she kept telling me every time I saw her at church, she would tell me that I should buy some Plexus from her. And it was like $100 a month to buy this Plexus. And at the time, we were barely making ends meet. There's no way I could afford to buy some pink drink from somebody I didn't even know. It was just awful. And so I just kept saying, no, I'm not going to buy this. I don't have enough money. But she kept hounding me. And then this other lady, when I went to this other church meet, they kept telling me to buy this Herbalife. It's like this other MLM. And she kept telling me that it was helping her lose weight. And she was like automatically telling me that I need to lose weight, even though she didn't even know me. And I was kind of overweight. But like telling someone that they need to lose weight that you don't even know, like that's just horrible. So at church especially, you run into a lot of people selling MLMs, and they try to convince you, and they try to act like they're going to be your friend. But they're really not going to be your friend. They're just going to sell. They're just going to make you sell for them. And if you sell for them, you know, make the money, they'll act like your friend. But when you stop selling and you stop making money, that's when they're going to turn their backs on you and say, goodbye, adios, amigo. You know, you never hear from them again. Yeah, so I just do not recommend anybody get involved in MLMs. Like, it's just no way to live, you know. Especially if you get people under you and you're an upline, it's still bad, you know, because there's people under you there living paycheck to paycheck. And, oh, I can go on and on and on, but I probably, like, said enough. But anyway, again, you know, just do not join MLM. You'll thank me later. It's just no way to do any business. And it's not a small business. You're just a glorified sales rep. Okay, well, check out the show notes at mombeach.com/podcast. Hope everyone has a great day. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening to the Becky Beach Show. Please go to mombeach.com/podcast to learn more about my podcast and for show notes. If you want a 2022 free printable goal planner, please go to mombeach.com/subscribe. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Have a great day. Goodbye.